Let us remain standing as we say what we believe together with the Apostles' Creed. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, dead, and buried. The third day he rose from the dead, he ascended into heaven, and sitteth at the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From thence he shall come to judge the quick and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. You may be seated. As we move to worshiping God with our morning offering, I want to say thank you for your continued generosity to the mission of First United Methodist Church, whether that be gifts in the plate, recurring gifts, online gifts, or Venmo. We give thanks for the ways that you support this church. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, it is an honor to invest in your kingdom and in the work of this church. Thank you for the privilege to give back to you what is yours. We give thanks for this opportunity and pray, God, that you bless these gifts so many might know the power of Jesus and they would be multiplied to accomplish the work for your kingdom to come on earth as it is in heaven. In Christ's name we pray. Amen. may be seated. As we move to our time of pastoral prayer, I encourage you to continue to pray for our confirmands daily. These students are in a time of learning about Jesus and the church and the United Methodist faith, and it's an important time in their journey of discipleship. We will pray for them by name as part of our prayer today. So let us pray. God, we come to you with much on our mind and our hearts. All of us bring the needs of the ones we love, those who are sick and in turmoil, those who mourn and struggle today. We bring to you the needs in our community, our nation, and our world, especially lifting up to you the turmoil in the Middle East. And while we bring the problems of our hearts for your healing and grace, we also bring our joy and celebration today. God, we're so thankful for this opportunity to gather as your church in this place to praise you and worship you. We are so thankful for the freedom to be here and the joy to be here. We're thankful for our signs of new life and fellowship and the sprinkle today for Audie Lee and Baby Rose. We thank you for our students and the journey they're on in confirmation, and we lift them up to you, Anna Kate and Ava and Emily, Haley, Iris, Jace, Jade, Kennedy, Lydia, Maddie, Maggie, Maya, Miko, Merritt, Sarah, and Sarah Kate. Watch over them and bless them. God, you are so good, and we praise you for your goodness and your love that goes with every day. We pray this in the name of the one who taught his disciples to pray, our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. Lead us not to temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, power, and the glory forever. Amen. Children, you are dismissed to Children's Church.
Our hymn of preparation is numbered 165. Hallelujah, what a Savior, as we stand and sing.